to the Girl Gains Podcast. I'm Amber P, IFBB Bikini Pro.
And I'm Alexis Adams, IFBB Wellness Pro.
On our podcast, we share everything.
From the good, the bad, the do's and the don'ts.
With the hopes of helping all female athletes.
Get ready for some serious girl gains.
What is up and welcome back to another episode of the Girl Gains Podcast. I'm Amber P.
I'm Alexis Adams.
And happy holidays, everyone. That is what we're going to be talking about on today's episode. But first, Alexis, how was your Thanksgiving?
Hold on. I had to interrupt the episode really quickly because we are 1 week out from the last pro qualifier of the year. Alexis and I will be there in Texas next weekend. I'm doing glam, of course. However, Alexis is offering one-on-one in person, y'all. Rare occasion, in person posing sessions with her. Go to her Instagram, Posing with Alexis. I don't care if you're not competing until next summer. If you're in the area and you want her to help you with your posing, trust me, she helps me with mine. She is amazing. Get on that right now. Okay, now let's get back to the episode.
It was good. So we did Thanksgiving at Kenley's parents' house Thursday, and I brought the mac and cheese and a strawberry pie. And then yesterday we did our Friendsgiving. So we did that at my house. I did the turkey. I did brisket, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, green beans. I think that's all I did. And then everyone brought all the other things. Our friend, Jarrett's girlfriend made homemade rolls, which if y'all know anything about baking, rolls are not easy to do.
No, not at all.
It's like you have to be very delicate with the yeast or nothing happens and you just have hard rocks of dough.
Yeah. That's a process. I've seen Murillo and his mom bake fresh bread before, and I'm like, nah, that's not. It's a whole
situation. Well, the impressive thing is, like, they're, like, the younger part of the crew. So, I don't, Jared's, like, 22, I think. So, she's about that age. Yeah. And she was asking what she could bring, and I was like, well, nobody's said rolls. She was going to bring a dessert, and she was like, okay, like, homemade rolls? And I was like, I mean, no, Sister Schubert's just fine. I tried to do rolls last year and they turned out as hard rocks and I just didn't even tell anyone and bought the frozen kind. And everyone was like, nobody cared.
Yeah.
But she was like, okay, I'm going to attempt it. And then she brought two pans of amazing rolls. They were really good.
Shout out to her. I'm so sad I missed it. I had to work because you guys know retail during the holidays, they don't let you sleep. So I missed that fun event, but it's okay. That's okay. I'll get there in 1 year.
She was there so y'all could get $5 off your makeup palette.
That's right. 100%. I love you. My Thanksgiving was good. It actually fell on Murillo's oldest sister's birthday this year. So we went to her house and she wanted to cook everything. I called her and I was like, maybe a couple weeks before, I was like, Thanksgiving's on your birthday. You want to be cooking on your birthday? She's like, no, it's fine. I just told her, you better than me because I would not want to cook. Well, I don't like cooking anyway, and definitely not a whole Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, she enjoys it.
Yeah, she enjoys it. So I was like, okay, cool. That's what you want to do. Because like, if she didn't want to and she needed help, then of course I would have pitched in to help. But she's like, no, I got it. So we went over there, which was nice. And then my mom, of course, she can't make enough food for a little bit of people. Like my mom and Murillo cook for a village of people. So we had more food when I got home. And I was just eyeballing all the mac and cheese because I made the decision not to hurt myself this holiday season, which will help us dive right into today's topic. Holidays for us bodybuilders is very, very different. It's just going to depend on what you got going on. You know what I really wish? I really wish that in the sport of bodybuilding, the Olympia was like the last show of the year. You know what I mean? Because like, it's just awkward. It's awkward. But most people, I feel like, are post-show or about to be post-show. after nationals, but then you have some people who will be getting ready to start prep for the Arnold in the spring season. So it's just, it's weird.
Yeah, like it's a, just like it's a year-round sport, the season is like 90% year-round too. Because I think the only month that doesn't have a show is January. I think that's like,
yeah,
all together. Because I think the first in the States, like the first show of the quote unquote season for the year is like February something in California. So it's a year round sport. It's a year round lifestyle. We're used to living it. And I think like, I put up a question box and I answered the majority of y'all's questions. Some of them were not really relevant, so I didn't answer those. But a lot of the ones that I got really more so revolved around what's my family going to say, either on the side of eating or not eating. And I relate to that because it's frustrating. Because it's like, I'm in prep the entire time. You just keep talking about what I can't have. And, oh, you can't do this, or you don't invite me to some event because I can't drink with you, which kind of hurts my feelings. Because it's like, if I can't drink with you, am I not like worthy of being there? You know,
let me make that decision.
If I'm having alcohol.
Yeah.
Do you only like me when I'm drunk? Like,
okay.
That just irritates me.
Let me piggyback on that, because do you know something that I've been struggling with? Well, it's not a struggle. I don't like alcohol like that anymore. And I think it's because I've just gone so, like, I'm so used to going without it. Like, I had something the other day. Like, every time I've, like, had a sip of something, I'm like, yep, nope, I don't like it.
See, I don't mind it. I will have it occasionally. Like, we went to Outback, like, 2 weeks ago, and I got this, like, blueberry lemonade thing that had alcohol in it. It was good. Yeah. But I do it sparingly. And more so because, like, I want to have it and I want it to relax me, but I have to, like, do it with strategy because I'm not going to, like, sure, if you're, like, tipsy and you're somewhere that you can dance, that's fun.
Right.
But if I get tipsy, I'm a dancer. So
I can't wait. I
can dance on a table.
I have never seen Alexis dance before, and I am so about it. Like, y'all know me. I don't have to have alcohol in my system to dance. Like, if we dance, and we dance. And so I can't wait for that moment.
I mean, I'll dance otherwise, too. Like, if we're in a setting where there's music. But I'm not a good dancer, but, like, you'll see me hit some moves. but, like, I'm not interested in going that far because I don't want the repercussions of how I feel the next day. Like, that's not worth it to me. Because then I can't do what I want to do half of the day the next day because, like, I don't really get hungover, but I don't even like the dry feeling of, like, you have to drink 2 gallons of water to catch back up to where you want to be feeling good and, like, be normal. No, I don't want to do that whole game. So in which case, if I only have one drink, it relaxes me and then I'm tired and want to go to bed. So
yeah.
It's not really like, let's hang out and have a drink because then I'm not going to be any fun because I just want to go to bed because it's,
yes,
that's what it did. So instead I'm going to have fun with you instead of knocking myself out. Like as if I took 4 Benadryl, I'm just going to have a Coke and hang out. But like, then it's not fun because I'm having a Coke and I'm not having a drink.
Right.
But if I had a drink, it wouldn't be fun because I'd be asleep. Like, how does that logic make any sense at all? It's really, in my opinion, it's other people justifying it. If we're all doing it, it's fine. And that's never true, ever. If everyone's jumping off a bridge, it's probably still not a good idea. You can do it if you want to, but I don't suggest it.
Don't recommend.
But, and that's what, like, a lot of the questions were like, like Elizabeth was 2 weeks out from nationals, probably not having Thanksgiving. Like, you'll get Christmas. It's fine. You can hang out with your family and do the whole family thing and see granny and not have pie, and nobody's going to die from it.
It won't.
Like, it's not going to hurt anyone. But I relate to, everyone's going to be upset with me because I'm not eating, because for some reason they are. And in my opinion, you have to address that just like you do the rest of the year. Like, get over it, dude. Like, I'm choosing to do this. Me not having stuffing is not, it's not making me upset. So if you want to be upset, that's fine. But it's not my problem.
100%. Like, how, thankfully, that's not anything that I have to deal with anymore. Like, my family already knows. They'll just ask me, are you eating or not? And if I say yes, they're like, okay, cool. And if I say no, they're like, all right, no problem. And that's that. But again, because we've been at it for so long now, so our families have adapted to it. But it is, I mean, for me, like, unpopular opinion, Thanksgiving food is my least favorite. I don't care. And I think it could just be because, really? Yeah, like, I grew up in the South. So having things like macaroni and cheese, collard greens, like, that stuff was, like, normal on a weekly basis. So that's why when Thanksgiving comes around, it was like, oh my God, I'm like, you guys, like, I literally ate that stuff every week growing up as a child. So it's not that exciting to me.
Well, we had them too, but what is going on with my lip? I think I'm just picked it too much. I mean, we had all that food too, but it was like, I think honestly, and this is gonna sound terrible, because we had like mac and cheese, green beans, like we did that all the time, fried chicken with the like with all the like the comfort food sides. But for all of the year, we had enough for dinner. Like, you weren't going back for seconds. There was not enough for seconds.
Yeah.
So you ate your food and like, and it was fine. It was, we had enough. Mm-hmm. Nobody went hungry, but there was a something about Thanksgiving where you knew that there was going to be enough to eat as much as you wanted. And maybe it was that, like, it wasn't like you had to sit with your one plate and like savor it. Gotcha. It was like, I'm gonna see what I like and then I'm gonna go get more of that. So like your first plate has everything and then your second plate just has mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese and pie. Like, you ate the mandatory stuff and now you can have whatever you want and you can keep going back until your stomach hurts and you still want to eat. And like that, I don't know, that's the like connection that I have with it, which also I have to be really aware of because I'll still do that. And then like, you don't want to eat until you're in pain. Like that's been, how was it enjoyable? Like now you just hurting. So I do like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, and that makes sense too. I mean, everyone has, you know, different reasons why, different perspective. I appreciate that and understand that too. I just made sure, like for me, like when I'm not in prep yet. So I'm getting my Thanksgiving. I believe I'll be starting this week. And so I'll be able to have Christmas and I'll be able to have New Year's Eve, which is my anniversary. But then after that, you know, there's nothing else. We just go, go, go. But I just know for me, it's not even a matter of bodybuilding or prep. For me, it's just more so of a lifestyle because it took me so long to just get my gut under control. I have a very sensitive gut, so therefore I can't indulge in some of the fun things. Basically, I eat anything with dairy in it. And for me personally, it's like, yes, I like mac and cheese, but it's not worth my stomach being in a knot for 4 days, y'all. It's just not, because just like with the alcohol, it's kind of like the alcohol I like champagne and whiskey, but I'm not going to drink a bunch of it because I got ish to do next day. Same thing with the dairy. The mac and cheese is staring at me in the face, but I know if I have it, it's going to wreck me for 4 days. My training's going to be shit. I'm going to be in a bad mood. It's just like, it's not worth it to me.
Yeah. And like for me, so Kenley's the same way. He, and this is a funny story, but he stayed away from dairy too because he just didn't want the repercussions of it. I'm somewhat sensitive, like, but not severely. So it's like, it's way easier for me to justify I'm going to have some mac and cheese because it's like, what's happening today? My belly doesn't hurt. I don't feel sluggish. I don't feel terrible. It's just like, I'm going number two a little bit more. You know, and I know it's from what I eat versus like if I had just eaten my meal plan food. But it's nothing that's like putting me into distress, which like for you and for Kenley, it is. So, and that's like something he's been better about like year after year. He just gets better and better and better at being a bodybuilder. But so flashback last year at Friendsgiving, I made the mac and cheese. Kenley didn't know I made this mac and cheese. And after everyone left, he's like, whoever made that mac and cheese, it was terrible. Like, who makes mac and cheese like that? And I was like, that was me.
Why?
That was my mac and cheese.
How red did he turn? Because Marilla would have been like a tomato.
No, he was like, why did you make it like that? It was just like he'd never seen mac and cheese the way that I made it. So
now I'm curious.
Some of y'all. So like it's not that different, but like to me at least, because I'm used to different kinds of mac and cheese, and I'm not opposed to most of them. As long as they have flavor, I don't care. Yeah. So his mom makes really creamy mac and cheese, like almost like Velveeta style.
Oh, okay.
And I grew up like stringy mac and cheese, like almost like baked. We That's didn't bake it though, but it was just like a ton of cheese and it's sticky and thick. Not creamy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he didn't like that. That's what he didn't like. But he'd never seen it like that. So he was like, why? Like, I don't understand. Like, who was in charge of this?
Oh, he'd be big mad at ours. This little burnt on the outside. Yeah, man.
Yeah. And like every Thanksgiving in the past, I've either worked night shift or been out of town, or like my schedule just didn't line up with Thanksgiving very well. Well, I ask him, and I always ask what I can bring. And she's like, just bring like rolls, the frozen kind. I don't make my own. Or like a dessert. And like baking is easy to me. Like just like I can whip that up. Well, this year she was like, if you want to bring a dessert and you can do the mac and cheese. Oh. So I'm like, oh no, Kim hates my mac and cheese. But I'm like, I'm glad she's giving me a dip. But how am I going to make mac and cheese that everybody's not going to be like, to me, it was a big assignment because last year I flopped on it, according to my husband. So I like looked at different Pinterest recipes and kind of put my own together, and it was creamy and it was a hit and everybody liked it.
Oh,
but
thank
I was
God.
Worried going into Thursday, like, I hope they like this. And I made the whole thing Thursday morning before we went to Kenley's mom while he was on the back porch. I'm like, let me do this. I don't want him to see me doing it and realize I'm making the mac and cheese.
Facts.
And then I covered it with foil and we were loading the car and he's like, what is this? And I was like, it's for Thanksgiving. I was so nervous to tell him that I made it. Aww. And he didn't even really remember saying that. Like, it was me that cared.
Of course. That's how it goes. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't cook. I'm breakfast. I like make, if I'm going to cook, I prefer to do the breakfast. So I just made like this sausage stir fry. So it had sausage, like green peppers, onions, potatoes, like a loaded, like baked potato size situation. It was really, really good. However, y'all know Lo cooks. My mom cooks too. But Marilla was all like, you need help? You want me? No. I don't like anyone in the kitchen while I'm cooking. I'm old school. I like my granddaddy, how I was raised. Whoever's in the kitchen, you don't come in there. And for Marilla, in the Brazilian culture, every single human being is in the kitchen and it breaks my brain. I can't do it. I will never forget. I was at a party at my mother-in-law's house. Every woman that came into that house, they came in, they said hello, they went into her kitchen, started pulling out pots and pans, started going to the refrigerator. I was having a heart attack. So I was like, first of all, were you human raised? Because down south, we don't do that. You don't go in someone's kitchen. And so finally, I just went over. I was like, Marcia, listen, I said, this is how I was raised. If you want me to help you do something, come tell me, because I'm not just going to go in your kitchen and start doing stuff. That's weird. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
And like, I'm not good at giving you, like, if you don't know how to do it, I can't tell you how to do it. It's like, I'm usually multitasking, especially like a big meal like that. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I had like the meats and then all the main sides, which like I volunteered. I didn't mind. And then Jarrett and Anna got here first. And so Anna offered, she was like, what can I do to help you? And I couldn't answer her for a second because I was multitasking. Yeah. I'm like trying to make this cheese sauce and mash the potatoes while they're hot so that the butter melts. And I'm like in my brain, like assessing, can she do the mashed potatoes? Like, I don't want bad mashed potatoes. And I'm not gonna tell, like, I can't tell her, I don't have measurements of how much garlic to put in it. So
Right.
like, but then I'm thinking in my head, okay, she made homemade rolls and she like she made these pies. We're probably good. So I was like, can you finish the mashed potatoes? I got all this stuff right here. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, she sounded confident. Like, I'm just gonna keep going. But like, if you come in and you're like, what can I help you with? And I say mac and
Yeah.
cheese, and you're like, okay, what do you want in it? Yeah.
Right. And it's so funny because I know you made this assessment
We
in
can do
your
this
mind
in
in
a
5 minutes.
structured setting elsewhere. Yeah, we can't do that today. And like, but Kenley's really good. So like in our regular life, we do be bumping into each other because he's doing his meal stuff and I'm doing my meal stuff. But like yesterday, like for a meal like that, when it's like for everyone, it's an event, I'm doing my thing. He needed to use the air fryer and make a meal while I was cooking. And he comes in, he's like, on the other side of the counter, can I use the air fryer? Yeah. So then I know you're going to be over there. I'm going to be doing my thing over here and it's fine. I'm aware of you, but don't be like monstering around while I'm trying to mash the potatoes. Can't be doing that.
Yeah, we both vent to each other about that. I can't stand it when Marilla comes in and is hovering over me. I'll walk out the kitchen like you do it. Because what we're not going to do is me in here trying to do something and you hover up like, nah, I can't. Nope. It's not
Yeah, and
happening.
like our kitchen living room area is an open concept. So you can be at the dining table, you can be on the couch, and you still know if your food that's cooking is cooking or not. Like you know where it's at in the process. You can hear it, you can smell it, you can see it. He cooks his steak. He
Okay.
first of all, he puts the pan on there and heats up for like 10 minutes, and he stands there leaning against the sink the whole time, scrolling on his phone. And then it's time to put the steak in. I don't know how he knows it's time to put the steak in because the pan's been hot for 10 minutes. And then put the steak in the pan and then still stands there. And he'll move around a little bit, but just enough to be in the way. Like I'm in there, I'm washing dishes. Our stove is near the sink. So if you're leaning against the counter at the stove, you're in my way. And if I'm usually multitasking, so I'm washing dishes, putting the ones that are in the dish rack that are dry away, and like chopping something. Like I'm usually doing multiple things. And I don't want to turn around to get into the drawer that the silverware is in. And why are you leaning against it? Your pan's heating up. Go away. Like you got 8 more minutes. Go.
Yes, I've
Making me
listen.
sound bratty, but like
It's fine.
be
Listen,
useful or
charge it
be
to the game.
doing something.
Well, I know I'm about to sound bratty because, again, Marilla loves to cook. He is the cook, and that's his love language. And so one time he was like, oh, let's cook together. It's so romantic. And you guys are going to think I'm the biggest bitch, but it's fine. I said, no, it's not. No, it's not. Because when I'm in the kitchen, I just want to get in. If I have to cook, let me make what I need to make and get out. I don't want to stand there and do the whole song and dance, you and my, because my thing is like, I know what I want to do, but yet he has a whole nother plan. And so our plans are never the same. And so it's just kind of both of us in there like, ah, what are you doing? And then he's bossy in the kitchen. I'm like, this is not the bakery. I don't need you yelling at me. This ain't Top Chef. I'm not going to be yelling out Herd. Like that's not how this goes. So yeah, I'm done ranting now.
Heard like a freaking kitchen,
Right.
like a commercial kitchen.
That's what he
Eggs
wants,
and
and I'm not paying.
tomatoes. You go into the food city, like
Yeah, yes. Stupid.
okay. So all that to say,
That was a long intro, y'all. And hope you enjoyed. Let's get into the episode.
there is a way, and we have some suggestions on how to navigate. So we yes, you're hearing this after Thanksgiving. Hopefully you survived it. If not, some of the things that we talk about are probably gonna hit home because your Auntie Susie got on your nerves for the 8,000th time. But also we're going into, I mean, the next major holiday is Christmas and then New Year's Eve. Some people have the whole like eat black-eyed peas thing on New Year's Eve. We never did that. Probably because you don't get black-eyed peas in a can from the food pantry. So I don't remember a New Year's Eve box.
I just simply don't like them. So that's what
No. Wait, so when I heard, I was travel nursing the first time I heard about the like, are you doing the
Oh.
traditional New Year's Eve dinner? And I was like, the what? And people were telling me about it. So then I'm like having FOMO, like, oh, I want to do that. Another reason to have a snack. And then they're telling me what it is. And I was like, that sounds
Yeah.
terrible. Like, I don't want
Yeah.
that. I
I
was
don't
like,
like
no.
it. I don't like it. We typically do seafood boil on New Year's Eve, and that's our wedding anniversary as well. I love seafood, so that's our jam. Yeah, that's what we like to do. But
And that's
so
not even dirty. That's just
no, it's
butter in
not.
it.
It's yeah, I mean the butter makes everything better, man. The but and the hush puppies. Like
Yeah.
I love me a good hush puppy. So
Yes.
all right. So if you didn't make it through Thanksgiving, that's okay. First of all, what's done is done. Let it be. Don't cardio yourself to death. Drink your water, jump right back on plan. I think that's the number one thing that people do. Like, understand once the damage is done, it's done. You can't reverse that. And you need to exercise some grace. Sitting there like being hard on yourself, nothing is going to change it. The next day, get right back on it.
So, but you can use still use these tips going into Christmas, because sure, Christmas is just Christmas, the 25th of December, but you got Christmas Eve shenanigans. If you're married, then you have two sides of the family and you have to split yourselves and you have to have dinner with both sides. And then you have your work obligations and the friend Christmas party. I have all those things. So, if you're in the deep of off season, there's no reason that you can't attend all of those things unless they're all in the
Yeah.
same week. Then you might want to pick and choose so you don't feel terrible.
Right.
But like you can enjoy all these holiday things without gorging every single time and without driving your mental sanity down the toilet.
Yeah, for sure. And then something else, because I was talking to a lifestyle client about this. I was just telling her, because you always want to set yourself up for success. The number one thing that I think a lot of people do wrong on a holiday is, I'm not going to eat anything all day long. No, do not do that. If you maybe
No.
want,
And you
like,
know what? I saw a coach,
oh, yeah, you
a
sent it
well,
to
someone who calls themselves a
me.
coach, recommending,
Nah.
all right, Thanksgiving's coming up. Make sure that you guys you like just fast all day until your Thanksgiving meal and only have your super coffee. What the hell a super coffee is, I don't fucking know. But let's not do that. Just have what however you make your coffee normally, do that. I'm
Yeah.
assuming there's protein in the super coffee, because how
Come
else do you
on,
make super
man.
coffee? There's no such thing as a superfood. But like I don't know, like, and some of y'all probably follow this person and you're gonna know who I'm talking about. But it like when I heard it, there's no positive from that.
None.
Like fasting is really in that sense of the word, fasting so that you can eat a lot later is a part of a diagnosis for an eating disorder. That is
I was going to
not
say
a good way
disorder
to set
eating,
yourself up.
100%, 100%. All you're going to do is binge
That is
out
not a
because
good idea.
you starved yourself all day
Yeah.
long.
You're hungry. You're so
Yeah.
hungry. And you're going to feel worse because your stomach's going to shrink a little bit. It's not going to hold as much water and stuff in your stomach if you're not having food in it. And then when you eat a ton later, it's going to expand and it's going to feel like it's expanding more than it typically is in
Yeah.
that if you're in that same scenario, and it's going to feel worse. So don't do that. That's a bad idea. Put
Yeah.
that on the do not do list.
Don't do that.
I say eat your normal foods. Especially if you're training, you still need your energy pre and post workout. Still eat your carbs pre and post workout.
Yeah.
Use it like a free meal. And in which case, y'all don't track it. Don't
God,
even
I hate
try to
tracking.
track and guess how many sticks of butter is in the
Truly.
potatoes.
Truly. Just
You're
if you're
not
in
going to
off
be
season,
accurate,
eat
and then it's stupid. If it's not
it.
accurate, it don't count.
You're never going to be able to track it. Like, my God, like you were in off season. And that's the other thing too. Like, if you are really struggling and you feel like you have to track everything, and you're deep into your office, and you have to track everything that goes into your mouth on Thanksgiving, like real tea, not shit talking, you need to go speak with someone, because that's not normal behavior. Like, that's not healthy. And I personally feel you have no business prepping. If you have to try to figure out how I'm going to plug in this sweet potato pie, and I know it's got all this butter, and just have the damn pie and move on.
Yeah. Like, if it's that important to you, I would address why.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to be consistent in bodybuilding. We're not saying anything against that.
No.
I'm actually saying exactly that. Treat it as a free meal. Put it in your plan. But you can still have your traditions without falling, like, without causing yourself a disservice. So, like, for Thanksgiving and for Friendsgiving, I did pull my carbs back in my meals prior to the meal a little bit, but I didn't train that day. So I treated it like a training day diet. Mm-hmm. For Thanksgiving, I know everyone eats it a little bit different time. Huh?
Non-training day.
Yes.
You said you treat it like a training day. I was saying non-training.
Yeah, sorry, that was confusing. Thanksgiving Day, I didn't train either, but I did my meals exactly the same because we were eating at a different time. So I just kept my meals the same because I wasn't going to get a ton of food in before the meal, but I wanted to be satiated up until then, so that I could eat and enjoy the foods that I was choosing without eating like a maniac because I'm so hungry. And I think that's the biggest hurdle of, like, how do you enjoy it without going overboard? Don't put yourself into a scenario where you feel like you have to eat everything in sight. So, like, our tradition at Kenley's parents is we eat it like lunchtime, so like 12:30. And then we have dessert like 5 p.m. That's my only, I don't like the Southern dessert situation. Mm-hmm.
What do you like?
Like, they even do that at, like, dinner time, like normal life dinner time. Mm-hmm. It's like dinner's at 5, and then you go sit on the couch and watch TV, and then you have dessert at 7. Okay. It's like you let your food digest, and then you have dessert.
Okay.
I just like to eat my dinner and eat my dessert. And I don't want to have to wait and count down again.
I feel that. Yes, I'm with you. That's very Southern. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's how my husband's family does it too. But the tricky thing with them is they already eat dinner late. So then you eat dessert extra late. Yeah. So, like, I learned my lesson. Like, I'm new to this. Like, whenever I have to do any kind of, like, dinners with my in-laws, I eat my regular meals all day long. Just specifically because I know when I get there, like, if they say dinner's at 7, dinner's at 9:30. And what we're not going to do is have me in there hangry. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Listen. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ooh. Like, let me tell you this. Okay. Like, you know, if you're Black, you know, CP time, colored people time. No. BP time, Brazilian people time is next level. I ain't seen nothing like it in my life. It is gnarly. So, and I'll tell Marilla, I'm like, listen, I don't really give a shit what you're doing. I'm going to eat my meal. Like, there have been times before where I've eaten all my meals. I've eaten dinner at home, have gone there, sat, and ate a late dinner. So it's insane. Long story short, do not starve yourself. Drink your water. I did a very similar thing to Alexis on Thanksgiving. I didn't train either. The only thing I did was, y'all, my food's high. Okay. So for my breakfast, I didn't have my English. I normally have I'll have salmon, spinach, then I'll do oats with fruits and an English muffin. I just didn't have my English muffin. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Make adjustments like that. But outside of everything else, keep it the same. Keep it the same. Keep it as a cheat. Don't try to track it. The next day, get that lift in.
Yeah. And, like, with your water, keep it high because you are going to have a reaction to the increased amount of sodium compared to what you usually eat and the increased amount of inflammatory foods compared to what you usually eat. So, like, if you're eating dairy, if you're eating more gluten than you usually do, even if you don't have a gluten intolerance, your body's going to respond to those things. So your weight's gonna be up the next day. You're gonna be holding more water because your body's like, what is all this crap that I never have in me? And it has to like filter it out and get rid of it. So like a lot of the weight, the initial spike is just water weight. So do not freak out about it. But a way to help yourself feel better and not lose your mind when you get on the scale the next day, because I can tell you not to, you're probably still going to do it because you're a bodybuilder and we have a form, we have some level of dysmorphia. Yeah. So like keep your water high and you'll want to thank yourself later. The sodium can also make you feel sluggish just from being dehydrated because it's like sodium and water are 1-to-1. And if you have more sodium than you do water, you're going to feel dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, if you have less sodium than you do water, you're going to feel waterlogged. So like yesterday for Friendsgiving, I got in a gallon of water before we actually had dinner. So I felt great. And then when we ate, I was sipping my water because once you have a belly full of food, you don't want to be drinking water because it's just filling up and slowing your digestion, which makes you feel fuller for longer. Yeah. And if you're over full, that's not a good feeling. So that's my recommendation there. And then I think the hardest part, the part that frustrates me the most is the, I'm eating on Thanksgiving. I'm off season. My coach said it's cool. Like, this is the plan. And then you get there and they're like, you can eat today? And then it's like, it's flipped. The whole time I was in prep, it was hurting your feelings that I couldn't eat. And now that I can eat, that's all we're going to talk about is what Alexis is eating. And then I'm like, if I go back and get seconds, they're all going to talk about it. So it's like, I don't feel bad getting seconds, but I really don't want to hear you point that out that I'm like, oh, wow, Alexis getting seconds. Like, it's this bad thing. It's like, it flips back and forth, at least for, like, for me.
Yeah, it's unfortunate and it's annoying, but it is one of those things that you do have to deal with. But I just cut it right then and there because that happened to me 1 year. I said, how about you worry about what's going on your plate and in your mouth and not mine? And they left me alone after that. Now, don't be like me. I'm not saying be like me, but sometimes like, because after a while, people don't understand that what they are saying is annoying you and drawing the line until you put that boundary down. I guarantee you just go ahead. Sometimes you might have to get a little snippy, but it won't happen again. It's like that one time at one of my mother-in-law's friends kept going, you don't have kids yet. You don't have kids yet. And then one day I lost and I said, if you want a baby so damn bad, why don't you have one? She left me alone after that. You know, it's just kind of like,
yeah,
we are humans, you know?
That's exactly why this prep at work, I didn't bring it up that I was starting prep. Mm-hmm. Like, they all knew that I was doing the Olympia. They knew when the Olympia was. So they knew it was coming soon. But nobody knew when it actually started except for one coworker. And it's because she's my close friend. So I, like, she was like, when does your prep start? But she genuinely wanted, she was just, like, keeping up with my life.
Supporting
everyone else, it's like they think this whole, they think something completely alters. And that was another goal of mine, was to not, like, I didn't want it to really be obvious that I was in prep. Like, I didn't want to be snippy. And so I didn't tell anyone, and eventually they figured it out, because like in the off season, if someone makes brownies for everyone, I'm probably not having a brownie, but I might have a forkful to taste it, you know. Like, I'll do that in off season, but I won't do it in prep. Like, nothing's going in my mouth. So like when they started noticing that, they're like, are you getting ready for a show? And I'm like, y'all, I've been in prep for 6 weeks. Did it affect your life? That. No.
Right.
You couldn't even tell. Mm-hmm. So like eventually something gives it away. Or like if I'm asking to go on walks because my step count is 13,000 instead of 9,000, I need to get my extra steps. Then like, yeah, like they're like, why is she doing this? You know? Yeah. But it's like, there's no good way to address that other than you have to let some of the comments roll off.
Yep. Gotta let some roll. And then, you know, if it just gets to the point where it keeps happening, because like it takes a lot to get on my nerves. So for me, if I'm saying something, it's because I'm about ready to choke you out. So I would rather say something first than to lay my hands on you. So it's one of those things, you got to deal with it. Is it annoying? Yes. Does it get easier? Sometimes, just depends on what kind of mood you are in. But it's a lifestyle. You know, this is what it is. This is what you're choosing. And then don't ever let anyone make you feel bad for it because, oh, because you're choosing not to indulge in a food, that does not make you bad. Because the issue is a lot of people, it makes them feel bad because they maybe don't have the restraint or the control that you have, or maybe it could be low-key jealousy because they're like, dang, I can never do what she's doing. I mean, that's what a lot of this stuff stems from when people make those comments. They're just jealous and they're haters. And sometimes, y'all, your biggest haters are sometimes your friends and your family and your loved one. That's just what it is.
Yep.
They're projecting, so.
One of the comments or one of the things that was in like the question box that I answered was not being able to work out. And so like Amber already said, don't try to counteract what you're doing. Work out if you want to and don't work out if you don't want to. Some gyms, if they're not 24 hours and like have a key fob access, they're closed and that is what it is. You don't have to adjust your plan. I planned to train on Thursday, but then calculating what time we needed to leave and like I had to make that macaroni and cheese, I would have had to wake up at the ass crack of dawn the day after I worked in order to do all of that. And I'm like, this isn't really giving me any benefit. Like, I just wanted to get my training day done so that I could use my rest day on a different day. Because like I'm like, this day is so relaxed. You know, for the most part, it's relaxed. You go, you hang out, you sit on the couch, you eat your dinner, you take a nap. Like, it's not a rigorous schedule for usually, ideally. But it would have turned into a rigorous schedule because we had to be there. It's an hour away. We had to be there at like 12 or 12:30, and I had to make mac and cheese and had cardio. So it's like I did my cardio because I have that at home, but I didn't want to be running around. And then you're ruining your holiday because you're like rushing around so that you can get to the gym and get to whatever. So if you want to work out on Christmas and you have a gym that allows it, by all means,
Do
but
it.
don't put your kids in like a predicament where they're like sitting at home on Christmas because we have to wait for mom to do her leg day before we can go see granny. Like, don't do
That's not
that.
cool.
Like, work it into your plan if it fits, or have your Christmas training session the morning of Christmas Eve and call it a day.
And
Take your
that's
pictures
it.
in your red and green and move along.
Move on. Yeah, what I did, I didn't work out on Friday, but I didn't work out because I was working and I knew due to it being Black Friday, I was going to have plenty of steps. And let me tell you, I felt every bit of that sodium. I was running around like a crazy person. I was hot. I was sweating. I had my gallon in, but my electrolytes were just so all over the place, probably from me. I probably should have had actually more electrolytes. I was just drinking water because of all the sodium that I had the day before. When I got home, I felt like a flame, inflamed, sweaty, puffy mess. It was horrendous. It was not good. It was not good. Like midway throughout work, I was like, oh my God, I am going to pass out. So noted to myself to make sure I have electrolytes in. But again, I wasn't worried about training the next day because I knew I was going to get a bunch of steps in at work. But don't make it some, like I said, I think sometimes y'all just make shit way harder than it needs to be. That's that on that.
Yes. Just like it, like one of the questions was, and like if I guys, if I'm throwing out your question, I am not picking on you. I'm just like they're legitimate questions that you wanted answers to. And like one of them was like getting so busy doing things for other people, forgetting to track. That's what made me like have the topic of don't try to track. But you don't like. That's what we mean by you can enjoy the day. Like, you can have your holiday with your traditions. Yes, you're still a bodybuilder. Yes, you don't want to throw yourself completely off of track, but you also don't have to sacrifice whatever holidays you have, making the trail mix with the kids on Christmas Eve to lure the reindeers in and all that crap. Like, you can pick at the M&Ms in the mix for the reindeers. They're not eating it anyway. Secret to everyone. I've been clever the last few
She's
days.
on one today. I love it.
I've got carbs in my brain.
I was about to say she got carbs, y'all. She got some carbs in her. No, but y'all think about it this way, okay? Prep is already strict enough on its own. You can't have one meal. Like, right. Truly.
It's
truly.
Like, yeah. And like, kick back. Maybe your step count is 10,000 and you get 6. It's fine.
You'll live.
It's like those 4,000 steps are worth the 0.1% of body fat that might accumulate or might not. You don't, it might just be fine. No, for you to get that extra 2 hours sitting with family members that you don't get to see. Now, if you don't like them, take the dog on a walk. But yeah, if you are like enjoying your time, I gotta get my steps by. Yeah. Mojo looks like he's got a poop. I'll take him out.
Yeah.
But like, if you you don't want to regret in 10 years skipping complete life events for bodybuilding, and yeah, if you y'all. Listen to any like retired pro bodybuilder, that is something that a lot of them say, like, I wish I was a little bit more present. And you can be. There are times where you can't be, so take advantage of the times that you can.
Yeah, for real. Because here's the thing, and this is how I started looking at it like this. When I die, they're not going to put on my gravesite, oh, well, you know, she missed that one meal at Thanksgiving, or, oh, that one time when she got 20 pounds above stage weight. No one's going to give a shit. Like, in the grand scheme of things,
it's not the spectrum. If you're on the other side of the spectrum and you can't because you are 2 weeks out, you can still do the family thing without putting food in your mouth. And if you're, if your family members have something to say about it, remind them that this is not bothering me. I'm sorry that it's bothering you, but I do this every day. You are used to me doing this every day. Thanksgiving is another day. And the benefit of today is me spending time with you. The benefit of today is not you watching me eat pie. Like, that's weird.
100%.
If you think about that,
it's so weird.
Them being upset that you aren't eating something is so strange.
Yeah. It's like, worry about yourself. And this is going to be, like, especially because when this goes up, this is going to be for the people that are, like, they're going to be peak week for nationals. Listen, you made it this far. And I'm sure your holiday time was probably hellacious. However, if you can prep and get through a holiday, you can do anything. You can literally do anything.
Yes.
Do you have any more questions?
I don't think so. That was a lot of the topics kind of just overlapped. A lot of it was just like family members having things to say.
Okay. I have some questions, but they're not like, they're not holiday related, so we'll just save those for the next one.
Okay.
Yay. Okay, Marilo's texting me. He's at the bakery. He's like, your food's ready. I'm going to eat.
Perfect.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Again, please, please, please keep sending us your questions. Like, even if we don't put a question box up, we want to make sure that we can at least answer some of your questions every episode, because I know sometimes things just come to you sporadically and then it just helps us with the episode. Go ahead, girlies, get your posing in, especially if you are going to be starting prep soon like me, because we are going to be hitting the stage in spring. Hit up Alexis for posing, hit me up for stage glam. I am already taking bookings for the first couple of shows of the season, and then more shows will be added soon. Please be patient, because I'm competing next season as well. All right. So thank you so much for listening, and we will chat with you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.